of Christmas by Chris Hoke, who is a writer for Sojourners, which is a Christian social justice magazine. I noticed this Christmas season for the first time that not only were Mary and Joseph forced to migrate under Rome census, but as they fled to Egypt, they never registered in Bethlehem for the census, as was commanded in those times. In a dream, an angel told the migrant father to gather his family and run from the authorities. Unaccounted for in the empire, baby Jesus' first movement in his world was a government-evading trek through the desert by night. I think about this as, right now, my friend Estuardo is probably crouching in the dark somewhere in the desert along the Mexican border. At the same time, my wife hangs Christmas lights on our tree, gets out our nativity sets, and reads familiar illustrated books about the stars and the skies above the shepherds. Estuardo has told me from previous voyages across the border by night how clear the stars are when hiding from border patrol lights. Now Estuardo too is back in the desert. You see, he was seized by agents waiting outside his small home in a berry picking camp in Washington State. He was on his way to work. I was upset to hear this week, to hear he is trying to cross yet again to be with his family. He is risking many years in federal prison. So this time of year, I hear the narratives of Jesus' birth, a story read aloud this season in churches, in holiday movies, and I remember that wherever Estuardo is right now, running under the stars, laying still and terrified in the wilderness, his eyes now behold what the fugitive Christ child must have seen first in our world: the cold stars above him and the dark landscape ahead, and the sound of Estuardo's nervous breaths as he looks over his shoulder tonight may be exactly what Jesus heard in his own migrant's parents' arms in the first nights of Christmas so long ago, like this one.